episode 15 of Two Guys Being Animals. The guys are a pair of parakeets. Now, here are two guys being animals.
Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals.
A couple of guys.
A couple is too much.
We're not telling lies.
Telling the truth, man. Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals.
Can I tell you about something that I don't like?
Please. I love hearing about grievances.
I don't like it when you're buying groceries and the cashier is like, would you like to donate $2 to support diabetes?
Oh, yeah, I dislike that too.
And then if you say no, they're like, you don't want to cure diabetes.
Yeah. What are you, some kind of sick jerk?
Plus, the entire line behind you is also judging you.
Yeah, but then only one of the, 10 people behind you actually donates $2 to the diabetic cause.
I just don't like it. They have you at a very vulnerable moment.
Yeah.
You have your wallet out.
You obviously have money. You're buying groceries. One of the worst for that is the dry grad at the liquor store. Support dry grad.
Yeah. With that one, you at least get a chocolate, though.
I guess so. Why would
you don't want that chocolate. It's probably not that good of chocolate.
No. It's never... That's not enough enticement for me. And why would I want to support dry grad? When I was in high school, I got drunk.
Right.
And I would expect the kids of today to be doing the same thing.
Expect, but not advocate.
No, not advocate. Just expect.
Welcome to episode 15 of Two Guys Being Animals. This week, I'm a parakeet.
And I'm a parakeet. We're a pair of parakeets. Go for it.
Okay, on this week's episode, I'll be talking about a two-year-old who deals with pain in a very unhealthy way. Some wallabies that made some crop circles.
Some what?
Wallabies.
Wallabies.
364 Elizabeths in one town, and a pot-smoking postman.
Oh, yeah? Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to be talking about a flight which needed to be diverted due to nudity. Some more stupid criminals. And I'm going to tell you about how ants are taking over the world. It's scientific. It's truth. Watch out.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, tell me, parakeet, Canada Day, what did you do?
I was sick, and what did I do? Bought a plant.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's purple
and
green.
It's like a ultra pampas plume.
Yeah, I'll say. I like how fuzzy these are.
Yeah.
It's a fuzzy plant, fuzzy purple and green.
Mm-hmm. I also helped assemble a hibachi.
God. You know, on Canada Day, I was working late at home, and I started hearing all this crashing and banging outside, and I was like, what is going on? And I had completely forgotten it was a holiday at all. And there was fireworks going on. People were shooting off the works.
You silly. You forgot about it. You forgot about the country.
I did forget about our country. I forgot I lived in a country. I got a jerk of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's being dumb in your neighborhood. Someone's doing something that they probably shouldn't.
The jerk of the week, you're the jerk of the week.
You know you are a jerk.
It's Steven's 16th birthday, and it's a surprise present. You ready, Steven?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I really don't know.
Take a guess.
A car. Oh.
Whoa.
What?
What?
A truck? Yes! You surprised!
Surprise!
Do you like it?
No.
Why? This will be something that you can beat up and you don't have to worry about scratches or anything, and you can get a job.
Yeah, but it's a good piece of crap.
It is. It runs really, really good.
But it's safe for any sports car you can buy it, though. It's safe for any sports car.
Yeah, but it'll look like a retard driving it.
No, you won't.
Oh, my God. You guys, why making me look like a freaking retard and all my, as I throw all my friends?
Quit acting like
well,
a full rat.
Get a job.
Where are you going?
Going to the house.
Where are you going?
Get away from me. Oh, my God.
Dude, what are you doing with that?
No, Jack, put the camera away.
Oh, I would put that away. You better put that away.
I just paid $200 for that truck. Don't, no. Do not touch the truck.
Oh, my God.
You better not.
What
I'm not
are
really
doing?
Freaking.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Stop. No!
Get away!
Stop it!
Oh, my God.
Fucking bitch.
Man, this is totally ridiculous.
You guys, like, making me look like a freaking poor kid in front of all my friends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Steve.
No. It's off. It's off.
Don't care. Don't.
Steven, cut it.
That's insane.
Jerk of the week.
Oh, my God.
Totally the jerk of the week. With a bullet.
16-year-old gets a truck for his birthday, decides it doesn't look nice enough, smashes it with a baseball bat.
That's brutal.
He's the most unfrickin' popular kid at school.
Good. That kid's a fucking douche. Seriously, that's like, I mean, it's so rough. It's almost sad in a way. It's just like,
yeah, I don't know how somebody gets to the point where they are like that. We should link to the video in the show notes.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will.
Oh yeah, we will. But it is worth mentioning. It is worth mentioning that as the video is panning around, the parents have a brand new Hummer and another brand new, like, massive truck in the driveway.
I wasn't watching the video. I was just listening to it. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. So it kind of gives you an idea of where this kid is coming from in life.
Fuck.
He thinks that he's getting himself a brand new Hummer or something to drive to high school with. What are these kids doing these days? I mean, I don't know if things have changed, but I remember when my friends were getting vehicles in high school, it was cool to even have something to drive.
Man,
it was like, you're the shit. You got like a fucking K car.
You got
from
a car,
the 80s. Or
I wonder where this guy lives. I wonder where he lives.
I don't know.
I wonder if he's on the Twitter.
Maybe. We should try and find this guy. Maybe the comments have some indication of where he may be located.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
I mentioned, I said we will. While you were talking there, because this is an exciting turning point for the show, and you, the parakeet, are planning on taking over the web-based blog of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to take that over.
So folks at home listening right now, this episode was brought to you digitally by Parakeet.
Yeah.
Whereas I, the parakeet, have done the editing.
You do the editing, and up to this point, you've done the
right. I've been doing both sides of it
too.
It's too much.
It really makes more sense this way because I actually make a living doing
you
web
know
stuff.
You know way more about it than me, and it just splits up the work a little bit
because
I was getting too tired. It was too much. It was a little too much work.
The
editing takes me a long time sometimes.
I mean, you always do an awesome job, but it seems like
it's fun. I like doing it, but it's just I'm running. It's just like I was frustrated last week because it came up like, I know it was screwed up last week, as you may have seen on the internets.
Oh, I think we actually forgot to put our theme song.
Yes,
on
Sheila reminded me on the Twitter that I forgot. I totally didn't even notice.
Hey, as long as we're speaking of show technicalities here, why don't we mention the schedule change?
Oh yeah. Speaking of this whole tiredness.
So we're going to be doing Saturday shows instead of Friday
shows. It's been coming out. We record on Thursday. We're still going to record on Thursday, but we're just going to have it come out on Saturday because I think it'll be better. I think the show will sound better if we do.
Yeah, more effort can be put into the whole process.
We just have more time to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's good for everything.
This show, just so we don't freak people out, is still coming out Friday, which is tomorrow.
Right.
But every subsequent show after that
will be coming
Saturday.
Out Saturday.
Okay.
Greetings and salutations, two guys. I have a joke for you. If women with big boobs work at Hooters, where do women with one leg work?
I don't know.
Nothing? They work at IHOP.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
That's good.
Thank you, voicemail.
Thank you, voicemail. We're finally getting a few voicemails. I had something else I wanted to mention.
What was it?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Sorry, I'm being forceful.
That guy was such a jerk with the truck.
Such a jerk. You should see this kid. He really gets a bait. Well, I'll put the link on the video.
Yeah.
He really just gets this baseball bat and smashes the truck. Says he looks like a poor kid in front of all his friends. Wow. That's what state teenagers have gotten to these days.
What's happening
in the world this week?
Okay, so this week in what's happening in the world this week, there was a lady in Europe, I believe, or maybe America, or maybe Canada.
So somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the
this
world.
This week.
She's 18 years old, 17 years old. And she went to a tattoo artist and said, I want 3 stars on my face. I want you to tattoo 3 small stars on my face. Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And then she claims that she fell asleep and woke up with 56 stars on her face.
Oh, my God.
She says she fell asleep and the tattoo artist just went to town on her. He just took advantage of her face.
You know, fuck. And this girl's asleep. I'm just going to write shit all
over. I'm going for it. She fell asleep. I've been waiting for this moment my whole tattooing career.
Just everywhere, man.
I can't believe it finally happened. I'm going to go to town. And so she said that she complained to the tattoo artist, and he offered to pay half the cost for the laser removal.
That's me scoffing at the stupidity of this situation. I read about this story, and apparently what really happened...
Well, wait.
Okay, you still got more.
There's an update.
Oh, shit.
They updated the story.
Okay.
She lied.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She lied, yeah.
She lied. Yeah.
Her dad freaked out on her, and she told this story to her father,
who went
to sue the tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm. At first, she thought it was cool. But then her dad was furious, and she didn't like it. She says, I look like a freak. And she looks very sad in the picture.
And half her face is covered in stars.
Yeah, like half her face.
Oh, it's good stuff. But seriously, who is going to believe this bogus crap?
Mm-hmm.
No tattoo artist in the world is going to just be like, I'm going to fucking... just write all over this person's face.
Yeah.
And no girl in the world is going to fall asleep while getting tattooed on the face.
Uh-uh.
No. It's painful.
It is painful.
You don't fall asleep.
This week's episode of Two Guys Being Animals has been brought to you in part by Transatlantic Flight. Incredible.
This is why we drink at home.
So, have you ever been drinking in a place other than your home and decide to change all of your clothes?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
In a place other than your home?
Probably not.
No. Well, if you ever do get the inclination to change all your clothes while you're drinking, it's better to be at home. Apparently, Dave Chapman decided to change all his clothes while drinking at a buddy's house. Couldn't find his underwear.
Wait, this story was sent to us.
Oh, yeah.
Before you start too much, just Nick Caballero sent us this story.
Yeah, this story was sent to us by...
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter by one of our listeners named Nick.
Thank you so much, Nick, for being such an astute listener.
It is a golden nugget of news.
If more people were like Nick and sent us stories like this, it would make our jobs much, much easier.
That's true. So, Dave Chapman was drinking, I guess at a buddy's house, decided he needed to change his clothes, couldn't find his underwear, went to the dryer.
What did he do?
Well, he started to crawl into the dryer. He crawled in up to about his chest with the arms and shoulders all the way in. At this point, realized he couldn't get out of the dryer. He was, in fact, stuck in the dryer.
Oh,
it had recently run, so it was hot and there was hardly any air in the dryer. He started panicking. Might I mention that this dryer was actually on top of another dryer. Started panicking, freaking out. The dryer fell on top of him while he was in this state.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was freaking out like this. Naked, might I add.
Right.
Because he couldn't find his underwear, right? So
that's what started this whole mess.
Yeah, he had to get in there naked. So they called the police officers, emergency officials, came to the scene. Him with his genitals exposed and his head and arms stuck in a dryer. They had to disassemble the dryer.
Holy.
To get him out.
They disassembled the dryer.
And the underwear weren't even in there.
Isn't there a quote from him in this article? I think there's a good quote.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few. They told me to remain calm and all that stuff. I said, well, you get in here.
There's one, too, where he's talking about why he got in or something. He's trying to give a rational explanation for this or something.
Let me see here.
I think this one.
By that time, I had a fair bit to drink. I don't know what flaming possessed me to get in. I was trying to find these undies when everything just got stuck.
That's the one. Yeah.
I thought my undies were there, but obviously not.
Obviously. He really proved that.
So what do you think?
That's why I drink at homes.
Yeah.
Well...
At least they have easy access to
his
underwear.
He was out of home.
Yeah. Not his, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what he expected to find in this thing.
Also, who puts two dryers on top of one another?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. First of all, what do you need two dryers for?
Maybe it was a wash-dryer combo.
Maybe.
That would make more sense.
But why is the dryer on top of it?
Yeah, space. I guess the space saver.
These things are freaking heavy.
Freaking heavy.
Like... That falling on top of him while he's stuck inside must have been bloody painful. It doesn't really say much about what happened.
Yeah, I wonder if he broke his back.
It seems like he would have. Like, you imagine your head stuck in a dryer and it falls backwards.
Yeah, it sounds very painful. It does.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, his friends lifted it back into its resting place after it had fallen over.
Okay, his friends helped. A little help from the friends.
Yeah.
We,
gets dry with a little help from his friends.
Oh. You know, do you know a guy named Corey the Hound Dog?
Yeah.
He's got a story for us.
Okay.
I told him we could call him up tonight, perhaps. He's got a story. I've known him for a while. I've known the guy for a while.
Yeah.
And he came to me today and he says, I never told you this before, but I want to tell you now. And he launched into this story about these pet seagulls. Incredible story.
Pet seagulls.
One of them's name is Sea, the other is Gull.
What?
So I told him we'd call him up and he could tell us a story to all our listeners.
We should try and get him on the line.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey the Hound Dog?
Speaking, yes.
Oh, hello, Corey the Hound Dog. It's me, Parakeet.
And it's also me, Parakeet.
It's a pair
of parakeets?
Pair of parakeets.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You sound good.
Just hanging out at work because I'm a hotel.
Right. So you're a hound dog, but you're also, you work in the...
But I also bartend, also? You know. I got a house, you're going to get Elfo dog food, you know. That's my favorite.
That's cool.
So.
That's cool. How was your... How was your Canada Day?
Quite well. I celebrated it nicely.
You go to any fireworks or anything like that?
Did you get high?
Did I light it?
Or did you see any
fireworks? I don't get high. I'm a dog.
Okay. No, I was just telling
her... I don't do drugs, you know.
That's cool. I was just before we called you, I was telling our listeners that you have a story about a couple of pets that you never told me until today.
I have a pet seagulls. Well, one's named C and the other one's named Go. And I found their eggs on the road and I hatched them, you know, sat on them until they hatched. And I trained them and they actually, while they protect me, they fly around me and make sure I'm okay. But if I wanted to fly around the city, I just grab their legs and they've taken me around the world a few times. We could fly around. And, I don't have to speak. I can just use my mind, you know, to communicate with them. I don't actually have to say words. And if I want, I can actually see through their eyes as well.
Oh, wow.
And I also have a third one that's not, like, it's not fully trained that I found that I was being attacked at a broken wing and is being attacked by a murder of crows, and I fought them off with my forearms.
Your forearms?
Just my forearms, yes. A murder of crows, and then I fixed his wing and stuff like that. His name is Zoles, and he just protects me.
His name is what?
He's a little bit of a...
What's his
Zoles.
Name? Zoles.
Zoles. Yeah, Zoles.
How do you spell that?
Few Zs, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, Zoles, maybe. I'm a dog. I don't actually know how to spell things either.
Right.
Hound dog.
It's like, hound dog, right, yeah. Like, you know, I can sniff really well.
Right.
You know, I can tell you when there's a fox around.
Hey, while you're on the phone, do you want to prank call someone?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
For a minute. Tell him we're calling Rick. Is that all right
okay.
with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This
Do that right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, well...
Rick always gets pissed lobby. Off when I prank call him. He gets mad.
Right.
Good evening, Chris and Trisha.
Hello? Hey, I'm looking for a real man. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
I need a real man.
Yeah.
How much for a room?
We're full up.
You're full up?
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies at the room. I need it. I want to bring a couple hookah to the room. Hello? Hello? I think he hung up.
Ricky boy? No?
Yeah, I think he hung up. It's funny because I was in the lobby and he didn't even hear me do this.
He gets so mad when
Yeah, he looks a little choked.
He gets so mad.
But you should do it a few more times. He likes getting prank calls.
Maybe one more time.
Hello, I am a salmon, and I thought I would call in one more time to Two Guys Being Animals to talk about the joys of smoking a pipe. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, the Davy Street style of smoking a pipe, but I'm talking about, you know, taking a beautiful handcrafted wooden pipe, which is really made out of briar, which is actually really dried out really dried out roots of a tree is how they make them. And anyway, you smoke the pipe through that, and it's wonderful. And I haven't done this in a while, and I thought I would try smoking a pipe again and do my analysis on smoking a pipe for two guys being animals, and I thought that would be, you know, a fitting thing to do. In any event, I smoked a pipe for the first time.
That's it.
Oh. Well, I was looking forward to that.
Me too. That's where he gets cut off. He did not go back.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Well.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe we should do our own analysis of smoking a pipe one day.
Yeah, I don't know anything about smoking a pipe.
No, me neither. Me neither. We could make it up on the spot.
We could make it up.
On the spot.
Let's get into the stories.
Okay, I think it's about that time of the night, of the evening. Things are getting a little dusky. And it's about time we started venturing into the news of the world to bring you some golden entertainment.
Golden entertainment.
So what do you got for me, Parakeet?
I want to get this right out of the way.
Okay.
We've got a two-year-old boy.
Okay.
He was born with a hernia.
That sucks.
Yeah, it totally sucks. So, I don't know, some two-year-olds... Wait, was he born with a hernia? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born with a hernia. And also, because of his age, two, he's too young for a hernia operation.
So he's had a hernia for 2 years?
Yeah.
Whole life.
2 years, his whole life, yeah.
Wow.
So he's taken up smoking.
Oh, shoot.
He smokes a pack a day.
He smokes a pack a day?
His dad showed him how to do it. Said it might help him with the pain. He smokes a pack a day, and when he can't have a cigarette, he rolls on the ground and cries.
What?
He rolls around and cries.
That is like, not the optimal solution to this situation. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Do the parents smoke?
I would assume that the dad smokes as well.
Yeah, because he's teaching his two-year-old son how to smoke.
He said he didn't realize it had gotten so out of hand.
Never mind.
Like he was just having a smoke or two, and then suddenly it's a pack a day.
Right, right. That's... Yeah, just having a smoke or two, you know, 2 years old.
Yeah, there's a picture of him smoking, too.
Respectable habit.
It's crazy to see a two-year-old smoking.
Jesus.
Apparently it helps the pain, though.
Yeah, never mind. Children's Tylenol. Something along those lines, perhaps.
Says he sparks up between tantrums and milky vomits.
Tantrums and milky vomits? Man, this guy's gonna be fucked up when he grows up.
It's terrible. It's just... It's a terrible thing, but it's also just so amusing.
Wow. I remember, actually, as I was surfing around looking for videos or stories to do this week, I remember seeing a headline, like, two-year-old lights up a cigarette as a video.
It might be the same one, yeah.
It probably is. I don't know many other two-year-olds that are smoking. So let me tell you about an airline passenger. I should just read a little bit of it because I didn't take much time to go over the story beforehand.
Okay.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. A U.S. Airways flight to Los Angeles was diverted to Albuquerque after a passenger removed all of his clothing mid-flight, forcing flight attendants to cover him with a blanket before he was arrested, authorities said yesterday. Keith Wright, 50, of Bronx, New York, was taken into custody by airport authorities after he disrobed while sitting in the seat of Flight 705 on Tuesday evening. The plane was carrying about 148 passengers from Charlotte to Los Angeles. So Wright was unresponsive when flight attendants asked him to put his clothes back on. She asked him on more than one occasion to put his clothes on. She covered him up with a blanket, and wow, he took that off. Wright punched and kicked the flight attendant, who asked two off-duty law officers to help. So this guy... This flight was going to Los Angeles, I believe it said. Yeah. And they had to divert in Albuquerque because he took his clothes off and wouldn't put them back on. Do you think that's reasonable? Do you think they should divert a flight because there's a nude man on board?
It seems a little overkill.
A little overkill. There's people
that's
that
a weird story.
Yeah.
I wonder what he was, what was going on in his,
apparently,
in his head.
He was bipolar and drunk.
Oh.
I don't know why that leads to taking your clothes off. All right, so I don't think much needs to be said about this nude man.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd inform the people, if you plan on getting nude on an airline...
Don't.
You'll disturb many people and divert
them. It's a very strange thing to do.
Yeah.
Seems a little silly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say.
Maybe he's on the Twitter.
Maybe he's on the Twitter.
I wonder if he's on the Twitter.
I hope he's on the Twitter. Have you ever encountered nude people in like, where they shouldn't be?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think I have either. I was digging through my brain for a good story of a nude person.
Taking away.
Yeah, no. I got nothing.
Okay, so. In Australia, rural Australia, there's been some mysterious crop circles developing.
I thought this was only an England thing.
I guess it's happening in Australia now.
Okay.
The public just didn't know what was going on. Turns out it was wallabies.
Wallabies.
What they were doing was they were eating opium. Getting very high.
No.
And hopping around in circles.
They're getting high on opium.
Yeah, they just eat it.
And hopping around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
Are they nice, like patterns?
I guess. Unfortunately, there's no pictures in the article.
Well, this is kind of cool. I mean, I've read a lot of stories.
It is cool.
About how crop circles are big hoaxes and people doing them for the sake of freaking people out and stuff like that. And it's kind of cool to hear that an animal is also doing it.
Yeah.
Wallabies are kind of like mini kangaroos, eh?
Yeah, it's basically a kangaroo, yeah.
Did you know that Australia is, I think... I'm just pulling this fact out of my ass, and I might be wrong, but I think that Australia is the only place in the world where marsupials live.
Oh.
But anyways, back on track. Crop circles. What do you think?
Oh, well, there's not much to say. I think this is just so people know.
That it might be marsupials?
I'm just letting them know.
Wallabies.
I think it's good. I think it's great that wallabies are just running around eating opium and running in circles for fun.
Why not?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I didn't know opium grew in Australia.
Yeah.
Apparently it does.
Apparently it does.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, that's all.
That's not bad.
Maybe it's not much of a story, huh?
No, it's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
All right.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Headline here. Robbers hit New York gas station, run out of gas.
Oh no. That's like the one thing that you don't want to happen.
So these guys are robbing a gas station. They get, I don't know, some cash, I guess. It doesn't really say in the article. And then on their escape, they run out of gas.
That's
they
sweet.
Get caught
That's
by
sweet. That is very sweet. You'd think you'd prepare for these sort of
you'd
things.
You'd think you'd prepare or steal some gas as long
or
as
steal
you're
steal some
there.
Gas while you're at it, yeah.
You know?
You might as well fill up before you go in and rob the place.
You might as well. Yeah, exactly. You park there, get some gas, go rob fill the up. Place.
Yeah. That's
then drive away.
Very stupid.
stupid criminals. I love stupid criminals.
Yeah, me too.
So this is 51-year-old Philip Weeks, and 29-year-old Lauren Meckwood were caught because they ran out of gas, robbing a gas station. Not very bright, my friends.
Nope.
No.
That's silly.
Did you ever see that video of the robber who tried to crawl in through the ceiling of a liquor store?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see that.
And he, like, fell, like, onto the shelf. And then he was trying to escape and put a ladder up, tried to climb up the ladder and fell off the ladder.
Oh, maybe
the
I didn't see
again,
this.
And then
he like oh, tried stupid to, criminals.
He tried to bust out the window, but it was like bulletproof glass. So he just like sat there and waited for the cops to come.
Sad, very
store.
Sad.
But while he was in there, like he did some serious damage to himself. In the video, he falls from the ceiling onto a shelf full of liquor. It's hilarious.
Silly guy.
Yeah. Maybe I'll link to that one too.
Link to it. You're the link man now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let me tell you about another link you can link to.
Okay.
This is something on
link
the internet. Sorry?
I said link me to it.
Okay, link me to it. It's by Carlos Labs. It's called Ground Zero 2. All it is Google Maps and some JavaScript.
Okay, okay.
And what you do is they have Google Maps displayed on their site, linked.
Yes.
And then they have it adjusted, and you put in your city or a city you want to see visualized, and it shows you what the nuclear fallout would be.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, actually.
It's cool.
It's pretty good.
It's cool.
Am I a bad person for... I went on that site once before, and I checked what the nuclear fallout would be if I dropped a fat boy on Hiroshima. Is that a bad thing to do?
No, I think that's what people do.
Yeah.
I think that's what people do with the site.
I did it.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Educational.
They also have one for an asteroid.
Oh, nice.
And you can see, and that one, like, pretty much obliterates half the world.
Yeah.
Not something we want to happen anytime soon, I don't think.
No.
We gotta get some Bruce Willis action men up there.
This week's episode of Two Guys Being Animals has been brought to you in part by a tea party.
Oh, you know what? I gotta let my kitty in. Hey, listeners, can you hear my kitty?
Probably.
Listen.
That was Cat Break on Two Guys Being Animals.
You're listening to Cat Break. I gotta let him in. So, for all of you listeners at home, Pablo Diablo is now here.
Pablo Diablo is
he's arrived.
In the building.
He's here.
That's your cat, for those who don't know.
Oh, did you see the pictures of the building that fell over?
No.
Oh, there was a building that fell over recently.
Where?
Like, it didn't collapse, it fell over.
Where?
I don't remember.
Man,
it doesn't matter.
Awesome.
Where.
Was it really tall?
Yeah, and it fell over.
That's wacky.
If you type building fall over into
building
Google, it'll show up.
Over.
The pictures are awesome. They're these really high-res pictures, and the building simply fell over.
I've been waiting for something like this to happen for a long time. When I remember when I was a young lad... Oops. When I was a young lad, I lived in... Oh, my God. I lived in Edmonton, Alberta. And there's a AT&T building there. It's really tall. And it would sway. You know how the really tall buildings
sway? Oh, yeah,
sway?
It sways, yeah.
And ever since then, I've been freaked out by tall buildings a little bit. Because I didn't realize that buildings have to sway in order to be able to stand up.
Right.
And so I would watch it sway. And I was like, whoa, that shit is going to fall over. It never did.
Yeah. Well, this one did.
This one did.
But yeah, check it out. Link to it.
Okay.
Also, while we're at it, it's time for another website of interest.
Website of interest.
Okay, I got a couple websites of interest.
Okay.
One of them I heard about on Grapes of Rad. It's whythefuckdoyouhaveakid.com.
Oh, I saw that one.
That's great. Very similar to that site is awkwardfamilyphotos.com.
Yeah.
Also, just if you don't know about these sites, go to them. And it's hard to pull yourself away once you start looking at them. Authorities in Britain said a marijuana-smoking postal carrier burned thousands of letters that the weed made him too lazy to deliver.
This is your pot-smoking...
The pot-smoking postman. He apparently had $13,000 worth of marijuana plants growing in his home and allegedly smoked so much of his own stash that he was unable to keep up with his deliveries and burned the leftover mail. He set fire to about 10,000 pieces of mostly junk mail. That's it.
So, okay. Let me get this straight. Basically, this guy who's a postal worker smoked a bunch of pot, got too lazy to do his job, so he burned it instead.
He burned all the mail. In his defense, most of the mail was junk mail.
That's what happens. So, do you think that you would do a similar thing? I mean, who cares about junk mail, right?
Who cares about junk mail?
Who really is going to miss this burnt junk mail? Did he burn any important mail?
Doesn't say. Once again, a story lacking the answers
to the
questions that we want.
We want the facts. We want the real shit. But I can kind of sympathize with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean... I guess. Did he lose his job? Did I miss you saying that? I'm asking all these questions.
He got a year in jail.
A year in jail? Holy crap.
But that was for growing pot.
Oh, not for the burning of the mail.
Yeah.
I've considered being a postman before.
Yeah, me too.
Seems like it might be a cool job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just walk. Deliver mail.
Mm-hmm.
Daily exercise.
Yeah, just walk around.
Outdoors. So check this out, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Ants are taking over the world.
Tell me more about this.
A single mega colony of ants has colonized much of the world, scientists have discovered. So, basically, there is one colony of ants that has colonized something like 70% of the world, and they are doing a better job than even people are doing. There is a stretch in Argentina where this colony stretches for 6,000 kilometers along a shoreline, and they're dispersed because they've been transported in various ways. And if you take two ants from different colonies, they'll fight each other. But if you take two ants from this colony, and even like one from North America and one from Europe, and put them in the same place, they will be pals because they're from the same colony. They're taking over.
Wow.
There's another stretch of them in California, known as the Californian Large. It extends over 900 kilometers along the coast of California, an ant colony. Can you imagine that?
That's crazy.
An ant colony, just like an anthill, basically, that extends for 900 kilometers.
It's one anthill?
I guess so.
That is a massive anthill.
I'm no ant scientist, but...
It's a lot of... It is scary.
That's scary. And these are all the same colony. Mm-hmm. They're like in Europe, they're in Japan, they're in friggin' California.
Yikes.
They're taking over the world.
Wow.
They're going to screw us over.
I wonder if they're listening right now.
Maybe they are. Maybe they have some kind of advanced technology that we're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Their little antennas can pick up our radio frequencies.
Yikes.
And they're plotting our demise. as we speak, just taking in as much information as they can in order to exploit our weaknesses.
That's crazy.
I know. 6,000 kilometers of ant colony down the coast of Argentina.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll say hmm. It scared me. I read this and it scared me.
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah.
I got a story that kind of fits.
Okay.
It's about worms.
Oh, ants and worms.
Yeah. Occupying the same quarters.
Really?
Well, you know. No, I just mean in real
okay.
in life.
In yeah.
Dirt.
Dirt. Yeah.
Underground.
That's what they do.
Yeah, a 10-year-old girl has set a new world record in worm charming.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, worm charming is something that is real.
That's a thing that
yeah.
people do.
Yeah, it's just trying to get worms to come out from under the ground.
Weird.
Yeah, really weird.
So what's her record?
Her new record, she's 10, is 567 worms.
All at once?
Well, in a short period of time.
Ew!
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Isn't that crazy? There's all sorts of different competitors, using different techniques, such as a man who strummed rock tunes on his guitar, a woman who tap danced to the theme from Star Wars, a man who played the xylophone with bottles, and then of course the most common method, which is sticking a garden fork into the ground and smacking it with a stick to create vibrations in the earth. And this alerts the worms. It alarms them.
You're going to tell me that sitting on the grass and playing guitar...
Well, that guy didn't win. But basically, worms have a natural instinct that when they hear the sound of a mole burying...
Okay.
...that they want to get out of the ground.
Yeah.
Because they're scared of moles.
Probably works for rain as well, because they get drowned if they stay underground.
Yes, that too. But this 10-year-old girl... cannot summon rain.
No. But I mean their instincts.
Right.
Right. They're like
yeah.
vibrations, rains, or moles.
Yeah. But basically she was the best at it. I guess you just make low vibrations
what
frequencies.
Did she do?
It doesn't say what she did.
Huh. Some of this I don't really buy. I have personally sat on the grass and played guitar before in my life.
No, I don't think the guitar thing works at all.
And no worms. Maybe incidentally a worm or two, but no, I wasn't summoning
them.
I think
the only reason it lists those weird ones is to make them seem weird. Like it says the most common way to do it is with a fork that actually is in the ground making vibrations, which makes sense. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's reasonable enough.
I think that's how it works.
Summon the worms? Mm. Wow. That's cool. I should get an army of worms. I'm going to learn how to do this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is. If it's real, it's cool.
Yeah. Do you know what movie I saw recently? It was called Away We Go.
Okay.
I would recommend it.
Oh.
It was good.
A little impromptu movie review.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, hey? No, it was good. It was good. It was funny. It was charming. It was heartwarming.
Nice.
And it starred the guy who plays Jim in The Office.
Oh, right. I heard about that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good movie.
They look for a place to live. Right?
Yeah, they're the woman is pregnant or the girl.
They're settling down.
Yeah, and they go
as
on
they
this.
Say.
Yeah, exactly. They go on this big travel, trying to find a place to live. There's a hilarious cameo by Maggie Gyllenhaal playing a hippie mom.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Hilarious, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good. Really good.
Okay. I recently acquired a copy of the movie Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Oh shit, really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this on another podcast.
Yeah. Again, The Grapes of Rad.
Yeah. How was it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Looking forward to it though.
Sounds like it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. You know, with a title like that, you're in for a ride of some sort.
A cinematic treat.
Yeah. A cinematic feat.
Or a feat. Treat for your feet.
Treat for your feet. Okay. I don't have any stories left to tell you.
I got one, but it's not much of a story. Basically, 364 women named Elizabeth gathered in the town of Elizabeth and had a party.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The queen didn't come, although her name is Elizabeth, but she was aware of it and sent her regards.
Huh.
The end.
Where is Elizabeth?
Oh, it's in Illinois.
Oh.
Illinois. Illinois?
Elizabeth, Illinois.
Yeah. Elizabeth, Illinois.
Illinois. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. If you live in Illinois, write to us.
Yeah, please write us a letter.
We have important things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Okay, first, how are we going to do this? What's the order?
Let's talk about art.
Yeah, we had an art contest. We got some beautiful submissions.
We truly did. We were amazed.
Yes,
at the output.
Holy crap! We have to announce a overall winner, but we'd like to do something for each submission. Mitor.
Well, some of the really fine ones, at least.
Yeah. Some of the really good ones. Okay. But we have to announce an overall winner for this contest.
Okay. It's really hard to do. I'm really torn between two. We got some amazing pictures. We're going to be linking all these on our website.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I'm really torn.
I am too.
I think there's two that I think are great.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're just very, like real art.
Could we have a tie between...
I think we might have to have a tie on these two.
Because they're freaking awesome. Okay, so a tie?
Yeah, let's do
first
a tie.
First place tie? One of them, if they're the ones that I just showed you.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them is the email. It says, "Dear two guys, here's my drawing for your drawing contest. Thank you, Cody." And Cody sends in a lovely picture. Congratulations, Cody. You are tied for first place in the art contest that we have on this show.
Congratulations, Cody.
And another one.
The other tying first place is a lovely salmon. Oh, wait. Is it a salmon?
Yeah, it's a salmon.
Sorry, Sheila. We thought you were a salmon. When you are obviously a rainbow trout. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Sent in by Sheila, the salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says self-portrait. The
second winner is a lovely salmon drawn in Microsoft Paint.
I am shocked that this is drawn in Paint.
Sent in by Sheila, the salmon.
Yeah.
It is. It's shocking. I've seen Sheila's drawings like this before on Facebook. She's very talented with a computer drawing. She's used like the spray paint brush and stuff to draw this very realistic salmon.
Yeah, but it's all like 3D and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's got dimension. It's
got
depth.
Congratulations to Sheila and Cody.
Yes.
You are our first place winners.
Yeah, tied for first place.
The first Two Guys Being Animals art contest.
And what an art contest it was.
Yes, we also had two runners-up.
Yeah.
We just couldn't ignore these two.
Yeah. One of our runners-up was Mr. Derek.
Oh, Senor Derek. Thank you.
He tells us, "Greetings from the Southern Hemisphere." He's in South America right now.
Argentina.
Yeah. Argentina. Sorry. South America.
Yeah.
It's winter down here. Yikes. Here's my picture for the contest. What the hell is Twitter? Thanks for Wolfram Alpha. Buenas noches, Derek. And then we got this picture. It is really something.
It is a picture of a gentleman driving a car with on the hood of the car is written ICP, which I believe stands for Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, I have reason to believe that the individual in the car may be someone named Tanner. And he appears to be throwing out a bottle of soda. And drinking also while driving.
Yeah.
What's that on the hood in front of the...
I don't know. I think it might be one of those... You know how some cars
the
have
hood
like
ornament?
The... No, you know how they have like the piece of the hood cut out and a little bit of the engine is like sticking out from
the middle?
Oh,
it's like a fancy engine. Okay, yeah. I see.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Okay. It's like a muscle car kind of deal.
Derek, thank you so much for your entry. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Truly beautiful. Last but not least, Another runner-up we got from our listener, Justin.
Yes.
He has sent us, this is done on pen and paper.
Pen and paper submission.
And it is a scene of a flying a ship, like a pirate ship. And then in the water is a hammerhead shark. And also in the air is a pizza bird.
A pizza bird.
And in the water is some seaweed.
Yeah, so that was a nice one.
Beautiful.
Pen and paper.
Beautiful.
This is a good contest. I liked...
Probably our most successful contest yet.
Yeah, totally. And I love the creativity that came out of this.
And remember that, as you've heard in previous episodes, our prizes are better than definitely not the opera's prizes.
Yeah, they are.
So, Sheila, please send us your mailing address. We already have the address for Cody as well as Justin, but Derek will also have to send us his mailing address.
Yeah.
And you will be receiving some fabulous prizes.
Man, this art, we should do stuff like this more often. I loved getting these. Mm-hmm. Just every once in a while opening up the inbox and seeing something like this.
Oh, you know what? I got something else. I got another listener submission.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
So I'm going to entertain the listeners for a while. I am going to... I got nothing. I got nothing. When it really comes down to it, when I'm on my own here, I kind of don't have the conversation with somebody. And it's a little weird feeling. So I got nothing for you. The parakeet is dashing around the studio, trying to find his listener submission. It's kind of a humorous sight. He found it. Still kind of a humorous sight. I could have just read some comments from the site. Okay, here's a listener submission.
It's a joke. It's from Rick. It's from Rick Breidenbach. You gotta say it right.
Rick Breidenbach. The story of the koala, lizard, and alligator. A koala bear is sitting up in a gum tree smoking a joint. A lizard walking below sees the koala bear in the tree. "Hey you," shouts the lizard. "What are you doing?" "I'm smoking a joint," replies the koala. "Why don't you join me?" So the lizard climbs up the gum tree, sits beside the koala, and starts smoking the joint with him. A few hours pass, and a few more joints are passed. Finally, the lizard says, "I have the world's worst case of dry mouth. I'm going to the river to get a drink." So the lizard climbs down the gum tree and walks to the river. As he's leaning into the river to get a drink, he is so stoned, he falls into the river. An alligator sees this happening, so he swims over to the lizard and helps the lizard out of the water. "What are you doing?" asks the alligator. "I was smoking weed with the koala bear, and I got so stoned I fell into the river. Thanks for your help in getting me out of the river." The alligator asks where they are smoking weed at. The lizard tells him, so the alligator goes looking for the koala. Shortly, he spots the koala in a tree. "Hey you," shouts the alligator. "What are you doing?" The koala looks down at the alligator. "Holy shit, man! How much water did you drink?"
That's a long joke.
That was a submission by Rick Breidenbach.
That's right. Thank you, Rick Breidenbach. We actually already spoke to Rick Breidenbach briefly in this episode. And we probably pissed him off.
That was nice, though.
Sorry, Rick. I don't think he listens to the show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No? All right. Whatever. That was a nice joke.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Rick.
Felt like it was story time here.
Yeah.
At Two Guys Being Animals.
I really liked it. Do we have any letters this week?
I think your mom wrote in.
Of course she did.
You want to read that one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should I pull it up on my computer?
Oh, no. I can grab it here. No problem.
Okay. So, do you need some bumper time?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some of the comments on the site because we got some good ones. Check this out. This is where we got our idea for what animals we were going to be. Perry Mason wrote in on a comment and said, "Hey guys, Long-time listener, first-time writer. Love the show. Any plans on becoming a pair of the same animal for an episode? Might be fun, don't you think? For example, you could be a pair of wildebeests. So well, we took your advice. We didn't use the wildebeest thing.
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. TV detective extraordinaire.
That seems like a fake name.
Yeah, I think it is. Unless he's very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a telemarketing office, and I once called a one Mr. Brian Mulrooney.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, I got our letter here. This is from Mama Parakeet.
Okay. It
says, hey, two guys. Really enjoyed the show this week. I think I prefer when it's mostly the two of you with an occasional guest, but not one that sits in through the whole show.
Okay.
I would love to visit that shop you found in Chinatown someday when we are in Vancouver. Sounds like you could spend hours in there. She goes on to say, my vote for a jerkiest jerk of the week is the guy who goes around with his bike helmet on but not fastened. I see these types all the time and wonder why they bother. Or the guy who rides his bike with his helmet looped on his handlebar. Duh.
Duh.
She also agrees with us on Jimmy Fallon. She says the spark's not there, basically.
Yeah.
She has a suggestion. She says, our brilliant and talented announcer is very good, but I get confused when he comes on and says, this episode has been brought to you by, etc. She thinks to herself, oh darn, the show is over already, but then the show continues. So she's requesting that we change it to, is being brought to you by. And honestly, I disagree.
You disagree?
I don't think it should be changed.
How come?
I think it's pretty standard that that's what people say on shows.
Yeah.
Has been brought to you by. It doesn't mean that the show's over. It just means that the show has already been sponsored by the sponsors, you know?
That's true.
So, Mom, I'd appreciate it if you just adapt, because I don't want to change it. I really don't want to change it. I'm sorry that you think the show's over, but just realize that it's not.
It's not.
And for the record, we never have sponsors at the end of the show, yeah. So you can know that if you are hearing a sponsor, there is always more show.
Not the end of the show if you hear a sponsor.
Oh, also at the end here, I like this, she said she loved the beard movie titles, and she thought of some herself.
Oh yeah, these are good.
Around the Beard in 80 Days, Fried Green Beards, Interview with the Beard, or The Curious Case of Benjamin Beard. Very nice.
Good stuff. Speaking of the poll, the jerk poll,
mm-hmm.
Is still going on. It has until next episode.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd give a little update. Who is in the lead right now is people who don't buckle their helmets but wear them anyways.
Is that in the lead?
Yeah, by one vote.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Over the Fox News guy 5-4.
See, yeah, because after I posted this, I realized that that Fox guy is really a jerk.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
the only one who's actually like trying to kill people.
Yeah.
And I figured like it wouldn't be a fair contest.
I figured that too, actually.
But I'm glad
I was gonna win.
I'm glad that the because I really hate those guys that don't buckle their helmets.
The helmets. I saw one today. I saw
See?
One
I
as
told
I was
you'd,
on
yeah,
my way
yeah.
over here. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. But yeah, the helmet guys are in the lead.
So
in
thank you, Mama Parakeet. We also got one more we got another tweet from Mr. Nick Caballero.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he retweeted something he had seen for us, since he knows that we are located in Canada.
Yeah, and it was Canada Day recently.
Yes, it says, I'll let you interpret this. I'll read it and you can interpret.
Okay.
It's from someone named Sween. It says, it's Canada Day Eve, so I leave a jar of maple syrup at the window. Otherwise, Celine Dion comes in the night and eats your eyes.
What I interpret this as is that Celine Dion is a terrifying individual. We as Canadians should not be proud of the fact that we have exported Celine Dion to the United States, yet we should be thankful that we have exported Celine Dion to the United States, where she now plays a Vegas show. And maple syrup. I guess we all love maple syrup. I know I do.
Mm-mm, good. Also, we wanted to mention the last episode of the show, we featured some music from a band from San Francisco called The Fresh and Onlys. They were very kind. I met them recently. They played at my establishment where I work. And they were very kind to say that we were welcome to use their music on our show.
They were very good.
So we will be linking to them.
Yeah. Speaking of which, actually, if you are in a band and you're struggling for exposure, write us and we can put your music
on. Yeah, send us your music. If we like it, we'll play it.
Yeah.
If we don't like it, we won't, though.
No, that's true. For the record. It's not a guarantee because we are not looking for music sponsors. We are looking for good music.
Jesse got a loony for every time his girl lied. He could make a killing off of talking shit. Everybody said he was too afraid to say why. He never really ever had to like it. Then come July, he nearly had a daughter. But there were complications, there was drug use too. Everybody's gonna wish her will was strong. Jesse's always gonna feel just as big. Woo!
To get a hold of us, there are many ways to do so. You can email us.
twoguysbeinganimals@gmail.com. You can comment on our website.
twoguysbeinganimals.blogspot.com.
Also, we have a voicemail address, telephone number.
Address. Dial 1-360-339-7922.
That's cool.
That is a Washington area code, Olympia, Washington. Free call for Olympians.
Yeah, free call for Olympians. Expect to pay some long-distance services if you do not live in Olympia, Washington. If you are under 18 or you don't have your own cell phone, ask your parents before you call because we don't want to get in trouble.
We also have a Twitter page, twitter.com/TGBA. And a Facebook group that nothing happens on.
Search two guys being animals.
That Facebook group, I tell you, it's going down.
No, it's fine. I'm pushing for the Facebook group.
All right. You haven't even posted on the Facebook group.
Hey. That's all I got. That's my defense. Okay. Well, I think this show has been a fun time for everybody, and I think we should wrap it up about here.
This week, I was a parakeet.
And I was a parakeet.
And we are two guys being animals. A pair of parakeets.
Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals.
A couple of guys.
Couple is too much.
We're not telling lies.
Telling the truth, man. Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals.